she get going, she know what to do. And when you tell her, I was always a girl, and she called me her baby. And right here where my house is now, this is what she gave me for the cotton crop. That's why I got my spot off and wanted to have something. And look like me, I never did get nowhere. But she'd make Papa in my pocket cotton for me, but she'd make me pick it. Sometimes she'd pick it. I wasn't picking an apron for myself. And that old lady could pick cotton. She had a little strip right back of the house. The ditch between there and my son got hit and that coming back out and cutting corn pits as fast as that. And she had a little strip of cotton there and she picked all that cotton in her apron. She didn't know all that for herself. So I got there, she picked an apron and put it in the sack. Mm-hmm. And so she hit me up. And that year I made a bale and a half of cotton. You know who was there? I thought I was somebody. See, she didn't make me pick no rip, that's what I played. Mama said, she said, now if I have a bale of cotton, I'm gonna get you to dad for crying. She said, now what you gonna do with the rest of your money? I said, I'm gonna buy with mama. What you say? I said, I'm gonna buy with mama then. Mama and who? I said, Papa and Bill and son. She said, what you gonna get there? I said, I'm gonna get in the half a bale and I'm gonna take the whole bale. She said, so then what you want in the back, you take the half bale. She said, I said, well, I did okay. He said, I'm gonna leave you on the front. I said, I did okay. I said, now put my money in the bank. I said, money. They need some, I share with them. She said, I didn't think you had to miss that. And she told Papa, she said, you know what, Sally's going to be old all her days. She said, no, because you're ready. She said, she's going to come just like me. Said, she's going to want everything right to the teeth. But I did, but that's the coolness over there, honey. She could put you a mask to put shoot. Oh, man, you're not that near as deep as it there. And then that pain about that deep. She could cook that mask of pudding. She'd make them put in that pain. When he'd get down, he'd be ready to top of that pain. But you're talking about gluten, and I never put the glass put in there.
We're talking about molasses. Is there anything else people call that?
Some of them call it soggy molasses, some call it syrup.
Is that the same thing? Molasses and syrup, same thing?
And then all you buy now is a different kind of syrup, you know. Some of them say imitation soggy. Yeah. And some say soggy. But I have never tasted none that I bought. It tastes just like really like soggy molasses. They have imitation there, but it's different. They have the salt of meal pure 14 now. But they didn't make a salt of baby yet.
Talking about cornbread, what do you call these round ones about that size?
Muffins.
They cook in a pan with so many holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about these aren't muffins, but they're shaped like little balls. Have onion in them,
fish sticks though.
Fish stick?
Mm-hmm. Like some of them cook them bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little one. Try to buy that from this empty stuff. And I'll use this stuff to them pack that old dishes in this safe and you just use the dishes out of the other safe. Uh-huh.
Now this isn't the same thing as something like a hush puppy is.
No, you can put cornbread or anything like you're talking about them all. With the onion and everything in.
Uh-huh.
You can fix that and cook it in there, either you can cook it in a bowl.
Oh yeah.
And you can just cook straight out cornbread in there. I cook the corn sticks in here. Uh-huh. Just like I got comments sometimes, I got greens or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit in here. So one day a man asked me, he said,